This is 89.3 WRKF in Baton Rouge and WRKF.org. I'm Amy Jeffries. It's Friday, time for some insight. J.R. Ball, NOLA.com's news manager, is with me. Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. How are you?
I'm good. The Baton Rouge Metro Council met on Wednesday night, and they took up the issue of gay rights again. The council was considering a resolution to voice support for a bill that would get rid of Louisiana's anti-sodomy law. I understand it was a lively discussion.
Yes, it was. And a member of the Baton Rouge legislative delegation, Pat Smith, is sponsoring a bill in the state legislature that would remove language from existing law that has already been ruled constitutionally invalid. The proposal on Wednesday was all about, hey, do we as the council support this removal? And the reason why it was germane here is because what precipitated all this was last year, the sheriff in East Baton Rouge Parish, Sid Gautreau, was arresting individuals using this unconstitutional language.
Right. So basically, gay men were being picked up, basically being harassed for having or pursuing consensual sex based on this anti-sodomy law that is unenforceable under a U.S. Supreme Court decision from more than a decade ago. So one of the members of the Metro Council brought up this resolution.
Yeah, John Delgado, who's sort of represents the South Downs area of Baton Rouge, and basically it was strictly to, simply to say, hey, we, the council, support the removal of this, and we encourage the legislature to enact these changes.
And they voted on it on Wednesday.
Yes, they voted, and it was defeated by a 7-3 count. One of the things that's interesting is going into the meeting, there was enough support to pass that resolution. But after the public comment period, which, you know, anytime you start dealing with anything that involves tolerance and LGBT issues, it becomes a larger referendum on where do you stand as it relates to gay rights. And that's what happened in that meeting. And so what was straw vote going to pass going into the meeting got defeated 7-3. It was effectively a referendum on Christianity and homosexuality.
Was this similar to the debate that has come up a couple of times over the one Baton Rouge resolution? That was a resolution that was first brought up in 2007 that would have declared tolerance for people of all colors, religions, nationalities, and sexual orientations. And that went nowhere as well. Is this similar?
Similarities were both of them were non-binding resolutions, had no force of law either way you looked at it. The other similarity between the two is, again, the conversation sort of got away from, do we believe we need to send the message that we're this open and tolerant community, to if you acknowledge being an open and tolerant community, that is the gateway to say you are accepting of the homosexual lifestyle, and as a result of that, you are then in violation of God's teaching, and it devolves from there. And then so the point of the conversation gets lost. And so what happens is everybody gets up there citing conflicting Bible passages, and you know, nothing happens.
There are two members of the Baton Rouge Metro Council, C. Denise Marcel and John Delgado, who both have said they will still propose an anti-discrimination ordinance, a binding ordinance, that would include a prohibition against discrimination targeting lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Will that just be another 7-3 vote like the one on the resolution Wednesday?
Yeah, it will be interesting to see. John's position has been he won't bring it up unless he believes he's got the votes to pass it. He doesn't want to bring it up just to have another carnival show where everybody screams. Not so certain what Ms. Marcel's position will be. In talking with some of the council members, what will be interesting is how is the ordinance written? It would appear with some, if you write an ordinance that says there is no such thing as good discrimination, and anybody who discriminates against anybody is in violation of the law. If it's a sort of a broad blanket statement like that, it could probably pass. Where it gets a little dicier is if you then say, not only are we against the discrimination of all people, but we want to further emphasize that includes the LGBT community. If you inject that language into the thing, it becomes a far dicier situation as to whether or not they had the votes to pass it.
Where is public opinion on all of this?
When you look at City Stats, which is an annual survey done by the Baton Rouge Area Foundation, parish-wide, roughly 50 and a little over 50% are actually okay with gay marriage, much less tolerance of LGBT people.
Also this week, a new lawsuit was filed. This is a federal lawsuit. Four same-sex couples from New Orleans who were married in other states have filed a lawsuit basically pressing Louisiana to recognize their marriages, specifically for the purposes of parental guardianship of their children and for tax purposes, so they can file the same tax return both federally and for the state. And this is also happening in light of a federal judge in Virginia this week striking down that state's ban on same-sex marriage, and a judge in Kentucky ruling it must honor same-sex marriages performed legally elsewhere. So how likely is it that Louisiana's ban will be the next to fall?
You know, decisions happen in unbelievable places that you would not expect. So we will see whether Louisiana is sort of the next domino to tumble, if you will. I would be surprised, but, you know, I'm surprised every day.
Well, J.R. Ball, thank you so much for joining me today and for this conversation. J.R. Ball is NOLA.com's news manager. Thanks for being with me.
Thank you, Amy. I enjoyed it.
I'm Amy Jeffries. This is 89.3 WRKF.